This year's $500,000 Albany Medical Center Prize in Biomedicine and Biomedical Research is being shared by three recipients. The prize, one of the nation's largest for science and medicine, is given to scientists who have altered the course of medical research. The 2016 recipients are Dr. F. Ulrich Hartl, Managing Director of the Max Planck Institute for Biochemistry in Germany.
I'm immensely grateful to the jury. I'm sure it was a difficult task with so many excellent nominations that they must have received. And it's fantastic that they selected the three of us.
Dr. Arthur L. Horwich, a professor of genetics and pediatrics and an investigator at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute of Yale University School of Medicine in Connecticut.
I'm really honored and humbled to be recognized with the Albany Medical Center Prize. Dean Verdile's phone call took me completely by surprise. Thanks so much to you and to the jury members. I'm delighted to be sharing this recognition with my longtime colleagues in the field, Ulrich and Susan.
That would be Susan Lee Lindquist, Ph.D., professor of biology at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who telephoned in.
It's such an important prize. The people who have been recognized for it in the past have done such inspiring work. I'm just deeply touched to think that my work is of that same level and inspires other people. And I think maybe perhaps I'll also just say that any one person can only do so much.
The winners have made discoveries that will lead to creating new drugs that could slow down or possibly eliminate symptoms indicative of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and even some forms of cancer. Albany Med's Dr. Vincent Verdile acted as master of ceremonies, telling the audience that the three researchers each worked to unlock some of the secrets of protein folding, which is critical to deploying the genetic codes that give individual cells their unique characteristics.
Protein folding is one of the most ancient and most fundamental processes in biology, and disruption of this folding process can lead to disease. These three researchers have shown that protein folding is not spontaneous as we once believed, but instead is achieved with once unrecognized molecular assistants or helpers.
So what will the awardees do with the prize money?
We're pretty well funded for the research, so I think in my case, the money will go to further education of my kids and grandkids.
In my case, I think you should better discuss this with my wife.
The nice thing about this prize is that it isn't directly to go towards the funding of the research, but it's really to go towards us and to just be an honor for us and a joy.
That joy, shared by recipients over the last 16 years, is courtesy of the late Morris Marty Silverman, a Troy-born New York City businessman and philanthropist who gave Albany Med $50 million from the Marty and Dorothy Silverman Foundation, which allows for the prize to be awarded annually for 100 years. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.